What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just for all these young guys, it's new, right? So you're trying to get to know them as people, you're trying to get to know them and their skill set, where they need to improve in terms of their strength, their speed, whatever it is. We kind of a little bit of a skill assessment or a needs assessment on, hey, where are they more likely to pull early just from a medical standpoint? So there's a lot that they go through from a filter standpoint or evaluation standpoint when they first arrive. And really it's trying to integrate them and getting them moving.
That's Bills head coach Sean McDermott mentioning the rookies as they are integrating with the veterans for the first time in OTAs. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Kramer and Jones,
woo,
here with you. It's fitting to bring that one back as Sal was talking to Josh.
I haven't watched Cops, by the way, since we created that open, which is so bad on me. So bad on me.
Oh, what you going to do? but also, OTAs is the first time that we get to see that blend of the rookies and the and the veterans at the same time here. I don't know what else to really worry about necessarily. I think that when it comes down to it, I'm excited for who's going to step up, who is going to end up taking a role that this was an AFC championship team. This was a top four team in the league. Is there going to be a young kid that steps in, takes a role right away? That's a big deal. You look at my biggest job now, though, with OTAs is I have to calm Zach down.
Yeah, you got
to
make sure I don't have my Andy Isabella face. I joke with Sneaky Joe as we were leaving. I'm like, man, I feel I'm getting close to that, man. I'm getting towards the edge.
Need to tell you, it was day one of OTAs. I do not begrudge your excitement. I do want to help calm you down. Or
no.
Do I?
Yeah, no.
Considering that I am all about the drama, apparently.
Nope.
Maybe I just let you do this. Maybe I do let you just go overload on the Elijah Moore love to a point where it does become irrational.
You should. Like, a real friend would let me crash out when, like, we're in week three of training camp, and it's like, yeah, guys, Elijah Moore's not making the team as my sanity slowly slips.
Look, I'll just have the couch ready for you, okay?
Yep.
I'll have the couch ready for you when everything turns into a disaster.
I've now joked the last 2 days. I'm having a really tough time, like, staying rational, and a lot of it is I love the player out of Ole Miss, and I thought he was poorly used in New York and had a really bad situation.
Right.
And when he flashed, you saw all of the talent. And the same was true in Cleveland. And ultimately, even going to his last year in Cleveland, in which, yes, his yards per reception still fell. It fell a full 2 yards. In 2023, he was at 10.8 yards per reception. Last year in 24, he was at 8.8 yards per reception. It's not great. He still had 61 catches, which would have been good for second in terms of Bills wide receivers this past year.
And there is some context to that, of course. Deshaun Watson, before he gets injured, almost notoriously at this point is not pushing the field.
It can't. Even when he tries to, it's like, oh.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of short passes. And then, I mean, the quarterback room is Jameis Winston and Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Hey, you be Robinson. Nice. You be nice about Winston.
Nope, I don't. Well, ready? No, I shouldn't be nice because Winston is that risk taker and he wasn't.
I rescind my point.
Mr. 30 for 30, 30 and 30 himself.
I rescind my point.
Exactly. So it turned into this like weird situation where I do believe you saw it where his average yards per reception went down a whole 2 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is ghastly work to a receiver's production. And if you still could get decent numbers, though, with that quarterback room in that situation in that season with Cleveland, you should be excited a little bit.
It warranted 102 targets.
His moves warranted 102 targets. And considering the uncatchable ball percentages from Watson,
yes,
or Winston or DTR, that means at least he's getting open enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they just cannot get it to him.
I want to see in terms of targets where they would rank on the Bills for everybody. And oh boy.
Oh boy.
In terms of targets,
yes,
they would put him at one.
That makes sense.
Khalil Shakir had 100 targets. Now, that is much more the Bills' offense. Elijah Moore himself has spoken on it. He's really into the idea of everyone eats. So I don't expect him to have 102 targets with the Bills, even if he hits. Don't get me wrong. I look at the player he is.
But let's add some nuance to that. Mm-hmm. Ready? First half of the season, he's got Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy's on this roster, is he not?
I believe so, yeah.
He still gets 102 targets?
And there's also like during the period where Jerry Jeudy pops off. Remember, when Winston comes in, Jeudy all of a sudden is like, oh, wait, like that's the guy we all saw out of
Alabama. A quarterback
could
actually get me a little bit of the ball down the field.
Yeah, he had 90 catches, just over 1,200 yards and 4 touchdowns last year.
Tell me that production then, with that nuance, it's a big deal. All of a sudden, you are looking at a player that could also find you ways to move the football. And he's still getting targeted a lot in a season where Jeudy pops off, in a season where it starts out as the depth chart is Cooper, Jeudy.
Mm-hmm. And even
that's not a mistake.
Yeah, to start the year, week 1, 6 targets. Week 2, 8 targets. Then it dips. 3, 1, 4, 1. Goes back up. Week 7, 6. Week 8, 12. 9, 8, 5. Week 12, 14. 4, 6, 5, 5, 5.
That's not a mistake. Watson goes down. And his targets go back up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the start of the season, and then Watson starts playing terribly, and then he gets hurt.
Yep.
That's not a mistake.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
So yeah, Zach, pop off.
I know, but ultimately, I think it's right. It's still a one-year deal. He still hasn't had that amazing season that I think many of us expected him to be or have coming out of Ole Miss. So I do want to temper my expectations a lot. I just look at him. I think the Bills were in on him early. I don't know how much more really wanted to sign with a team early. I think he wanted to wait. I think he's much happier to bet on himself. He said as much with Sal Capaccio yesterday, talking about betting on himself, being honest about circumstances and situations, being a lot of luck, and you needing a good situation to succeed in the NFL. Some guys don't, but the vast majority. We talk all the time about it with quarterbacks, all the time, that your landing spot is maybe the most important thing. Josh Allen on the Cleveland Browns is not Josh Allen on the Bills. Josh Allen on the Jets is not even close to Josh Allen on the Bills. But Josh Allen on the Bills is inarguably one of the top four quarterbacks in the NFL now, a walk-in Hall of Famer today based on what his career has been.
And it does have something to do with the fact that, like, even the Bills, like, he goes down with injury and then it starts to wake up a little bit for him after he has to sit for a couple of weeks.
But honestly, looking at the two teams that Elijah Moore's been on, also could have been two teams Josh Allen winds up, the Jets or the Browns. What is Josh Allen's career? I'm talking about him being an NFL Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. He's already won an MVP. He's got multiple All-Pros, multiple Pro Bowls. He's set record books on fire. Is he a complete and total bust on the Jets or Browns?
Probably.
Probably.
Considering that it's the Jets and what they do with Sam Darnold, seeing ghosts, and the next thing you know, Kevin O'Connell gets him and molds him into the Sam Darnold we all were projecting him to be.
Exactly. So when I look at Moore...
And then there's Cleveland, who... They did do the right things with Baker Mayfield, but by the time Elijah Moore shows up, they've gotten rid of him.
They moved off of Baker Mayfield when he won a playoff game in Pittsburgh for the Browns. That is almost inexcusable. To be perfectly honest, knowing who the modern Browns are,
it's not even that
insanity.
It's that they punished Mayfield for trying to play through a shoulder injury,
when in reality he should have had infinite goodwill with them for that and winning a playoff game for them. He had resurrected that franchise, and they're like, actually, well, Deshaun Watson is available. Don't ask why, but he's available.
Don't ask why. And we did, actually.
That's insane to me. But so I look at Elijah Moore, and I loved – there was a clip from him yesterday when he was sitting with Sal talking about that he hasn't had that perfect situation. He is betting on himself. He does work really hard in season, out of season. But this is also a job. And he was in two really bad companies with bosses that sucked. I think most of us can...
Who hasn't lived that?
Yeah, I think most of us can acknowledge that and sympathize with that. Where, like, you're like, yeah, I show up on Monday and Tuesday and I'm pissed off. And I don't really want to be here. I'm going to clock in. I'm going to clock out when I'm supposed to. I'm going to do the bare minimum or a little bit better. And I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
He requested a trade year two. He knew what was going on with the Jets. And while some NFL fans and some NFL franchises won't like that, I respect a guy that took his career in his own hands and saw as a receiver maybe the position most dependent on another position. He went, this ain't working. Get me out. This is not working, and my career will suffer. To the point now, at 25 years old, he's signing a one-year deal for, what, $5 million?
Yep. It is becoming a chance for him to really shine. And I know that you are excited in particular because you were a fan of the player when he came out in the draft. It is still day one of OTAs.
It is. So I'm not really reacting to OTAs. I'm more reacting to what did you see from Moore, which, you know.
Not see from Moore necessarily. Like, also, the mindset does have more to say right now than what you see on the field. Yeah, the fact that he's catching passes from Allen is nice. That means he's part of that top rotation.
And that's what I mean. What am I seeing? He's not catching passes from Mike White or Shane Buechele. Now, ultimately, he would have if Allen doesn't show up. But Allen was there, And he's catching passes from him. And every reporter that was there was like, hey, he looked smooth. Matt Parrino wrote in his piece, it looked like he had been in the Bills offense for years.
And that's where mindset comes in.
Yeah.
How quickly are you able to pick up the playbook? How quickly are you able to get comfortable within the offense? That was actually the struggle with Amari Cooper, was he really could not find that chemistry as an in-season addition, and it is a tougher thing.
Yep.
That was why I was perfectly fine with the idea of maybe if they were to bring back Cooper, I wouldn't be against it, because now he has an offseason to actually feel comfortable. This is something that Moore does get to do, though. He gets the offseason to work with everyone and feel like he's a part of this offense, because he's there from the beginning now.
And so, though, like you said, it's first day of OTAs. If that's already what I'm hearing, is that the chemistry might be there, or if not completely there, he looks like he's been in this offense for years. I don't care that it's day one of OTAs. If anything, that's a bigger positive to me of, oh, and he was a late free agent addition.
He was a late addition.
This is not a guy that was added to the team in March.
And you know what that screams to me? Leonard Floyd. Floyd was added even later.
That's right, he was.
But a late addition that has the opportunity to be an impact on your roster is still a great thing to have. Mm-hmm. You made a face.
Oh, no, nothing, okay. Nothing. Don't worry.
Well, we won't worry about that, but we will take ourselves some time out here, finish this up, and then be ready to kick you over to Sabres Live at the top of the hour. Here on the North Tata Automotive Extra Point Show, it's Kramer and Jones on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.